Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's special guest is a young lady who's going to be performing in just a couple of weeks at the historic Elsinore Theater. Her name is Savannah Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And I know that we got you up kind of early to get down here this morning.
No, it's all good.
You're doing a show at the Elsinore here in just a couple of weeks, but you're in town this weekend kind of promoting things, is that right?
Right, yeah. Just promoting things, you know, rehearsing with the band, getting all the last minute stuff together.
So how you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, doing great. I'm glad to be here.
How long have you been performing?
I've been performing professionally, you know, quotes, professionally, right, ever since I was about 12. I started performing around 12 years old. I kind of started out doing pageants. I was a little pageant girl, okay, but that's where I decided that I wanted to do music professionally full-time as my job. It kind of just took off from there. I started, you know, getting guitar lessons and vocal lessons, and then I joined this one group called Rockstar Academy. Rockstar Academy.
What is that?
It was basically where a bunch of me and people my age got together and performed in and around where I'm from, San Antonio, and we just did a whole bunch of shows, different kinds of music, you know, R&B, rock, rap, whatever. And we really loved it. It was a great time. It was something that really kind of catapulted me into, you know, music. That's when I decided, hey, this is totally something that I can do, you know, full time because I love doing it. And it just started from there. And ever since, I've been chugging away, going at it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You said you're from San Antonio?
I am from San Antonio.
Let me tell you about San Antonio. All right, are you ready now?
I'm ready.
I was there in September.
Okay.
We went down there. What is the deal with San Antonio? Don't they believe in air conditioning down there? You know how hot it was down there? It was 104 degrees and nobody bought. I got on a plane in Portland. It was 68 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the plane in San Antonio. It was 104 and I'm dressed Portland weather.
Right.
What is it with you people?
Yeah. What time? September?
September, yeah.
September. Yeah, that's the tail end of our wonderful summer that we get.
It certainly was.
It starts getting real hot there around late June,
yeah,
and it stays hot.
We went and saw, we had a day off down there, we went and saw the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
there.
I mean, it's there. Yeah.
It's this little building, and you thought, it took Davy Crockett 2 days to defend this? Just give it to him. You know? But what was interesting is the Alamo was air-conditioned.
Yeah,
now, how does that work? They didn't have air-conditioning back then.
Modern technology is insane.
Yeah, my eye.
Yeah, I've been to the Alamo my fair share of times, yeah. So.
San Antonio is a beautiful town.
It is. Mm-hmm.
New Brunsfield? Is that where?
New Braunfels.
That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had an event that I was doing down there, and it was still 104.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Place wasn't air conditioned. I was outside.
Yeah. It sometimes gets cold
for
like 3 days in January.
That's about it. So are you born and raised in San Antonio?
Born and raised, yeah. We've lived, probably 13 states maybe. But
really?
Yeah, San Antonio is kind of home base and I was born there. It's always going to be home to me.
Yeah. Where else have you lived?
Oh, man. I'd have to look at a map. We've lived in California. We recently just lived there in Huntington Beach area. We lived in Colorado twice.
Whereabouts in Colorado?
We lived in Colorado Springs, mm-hmm, most recently, before California, and then kind of outside Denver, and then...
I'm a Denver guy.
Yeah, Denver?
I was there for 7 years. Yeah, it's a Bronco town.
It is a Bronco town.
It's a Bronco state.
It is. <You know? laughs> Yeah, it really is.
They can do no wrong in that town.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, that's good. And so you're based out of San Antonio now?
I'm actually based out of Nashville. We live in Nashville currently, but it's... actually very similar to San Antonio, very similar to Texas in ways. So it's a lot like home.
Yeah, I was in Nashville once and it was hot there too.
It's very hot there.
I don't travel anymore. I don't do the heat. Well, I'm staying home.
it gets pretty hot there. But I will say they do have decent seasons. Like in San Antonio, there's not a whole lot of seasons going on. It's kind of just hot
summer,
and then just, less hot. Yeah.
But it's hot and less hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in Tennessee, they actually have seasons that you can visually see, like on the leaves and everything. Leaves actually changing colors and falling. So it was pretty nice, though.
Now, is this your first trip up here to Oregon?
This is my first time in Oregon.
Yeah. How long are you going to be in town?
I'm not sure. That is a very good question. Okay. I'm not sure. We're just going until we can't go no longer.
Brought the family with you to see it?
Yep, brought my family.
Salem is, this is a beautiful area up here.
Mm-hmm.
Portland is fun up there.
Yeah.
And the coast, if you get a chance, if you're going to be in town longer, head over to the Oregon coast because there's nothing like the Oregon coast. It's spectacular.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have an Oregon coast in San Antonio.
We have the coast-ish. We have the beach.
Yeah.
Kind of.
No, you're not bitter, are you?
Just Texas beaches, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to it. Let's talk about you. Let's talk a little bit more about you here.
Of course.
What type of music do you like to do?
I do country music.
Okay.
Country music, born and raised country music, so.
And how did you decide to go that area?
I've kind of done a lot of different music ever since I was around 12. So I've done, pop, R&B, alternative rock, whatever, and country music has always been a part of me, especially from where I'm from. Country music is, it just lives down in Texas. It's crazy. And I just didn't really love everything that I was doing as far as the pop or the R&B, the alternative. My heart wasn't exactly in it. Like, I love music. I love all different types of music, but country music has pretty much always been number one for me. That's what I just love doing the most, and I love singing the most, and I love, making the most, recording and all that. Just about a year and a half ago, I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go in head first, country music all the way. So, never look back.
you do a tribute to Selena, which is what you're going to be doing at the Elsinore Theater on February the 15th at 7 o'clock. And how did you decide to do that? How did that come about?
That was honestly probably one of the most random things that we have ever done. I've always loved Selena. I'm from San Antonio. She's from, Corpus. And then she's huge in San Antonio. She's like everything.
The resemblance is there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look a lot like her.
Thank you.
Is that what made you decide that that's what you want? I mean, it's either her or Neil Diamond. And you decided you look more like Selena then.
Right.
You probably don't even know who Neil Diamond is.
I do.
Nah, you don't. So how did you decide? I mean, you sound like her. I've heard some of your music. You sound a lot like her. Mm-hmm. You having fun doing her?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was super random because, I've sang her music all the time ever since I can remember. And she's just been such an icon from where I'm from. Someone in my group just had this idea. They were like, have you ever, thought about singing some of her songs at your shows? Because I do, country music, and I feel like country and Tejano music kind of overlap sometimes, especially in instrumentation and everything. And so I was like, maybe I should. Maybe I should try, singing some of her songs at my shows. And then I started singing a lot of her songs, like Como La Flor and everything, at my shows. And everyone loved it. It was pretty much a hit as far as my shows go. They absolutely loved it. So I was like, maybe I should continue to do this, And it kind of just snowballed into this, well, maybe we should do a whole tribute show, maybe we should actually start making this a thing as far as, a tribute to Selena and doing all of her songs and her material and everything and, with the outfits and all of that. So that's how it kind of came about, just kind of snowballed from there.
Now, have you done many shows, tribute shows for her?
I haven't. Mm-mm. Nope.
So this is in February the 15th, the Elsinore is going to be kind of one of your first few songs or first few shows that you've
right
done with her?
As far as all of her music, it'll be one of my first few ones.
Well,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, normally when you're performing, do you do a lot of your own stuff?
Yeah, I do a lot of my own stuff. I do a lot of covers too that I really like and I vibe with. I do some great songs by Miranda Lambert. I do some songs by Carrie Underwood, all the greats before me and whatnot.
Carrie who?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah, I think I know her.
Yeah, and I do, of course, Selena's songs. So I like to make my shows fun. I like to throw in some of my stuff, but I also like to throw in, songs that people know so they can sing along to and do all that, so.
Do you play with your audience at all?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You go out in the audience and kind of play around with them a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that fun? Enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to just be, sitting, standing, whatever, in one place on stage. I like to move around, and then I like to interact with the audience because I just feel like it gets me more into the performance, and it gets them more into the performance as well. And, the main job is to entertain them, so.
And give them a good show.
Give them a good show.
Now, this particular show that you're doing at the Elsinore, You're going to have some company out there.
I am.
MJ and...
We got Bono.
Oh, Bono is out there. Yeah. Have you worked with them before, either one of these?
No, I haven't. I have not worked with them before, but it was... I thought that it was such a great idea to do kind of a tribute show, not only to Selena, but do a tribute to other artists that, you know, a lot of people love and listen to. And I think that... I think it's going to be a great show just because there's something there for everyone, you know, whether you like Michael Jackson, whether you like Bono, whether you like Selena, whatever it may be, right. You know, there's something there for everyone. And who knows, you may like the artist even more after you leave the show. So
the gentleman that is going to be doing Michael Jackson, I've seen him perform before, mm-hmm. and he's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible. You know, I taught him all of his dance moves.
Oh, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure.
Not buying that for a minute, are you? Well, that's good. It's going to be a fun show at the Elsinore Theater there. Let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21 years
just
old?
Just turned 21.
Okay. Yeah. You've been performing since you said 12? Is mm-hmm. that what you started?
Yeah.
Is that 12?
12.
What are some of the shows you've done? You performed all over the country?
Oh, yeah. I've performed a lot over these past however many years. It feels like forever ago. But, you know, I performed, let's see, Dallas in Texas Main Stage Fair thing. You know, what is that called? The Texas State Fair.
Yeah.
Main Stage, Chevy Main Stage. I did that.
Dallas is a beautiful country, or a beautiful city. I went there when I was in
Dallas
San Antonio.
Cool. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful town. The people there are so friendly. Mm-hmm. It's still hot.
Yeah.
All of Texas was hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just thought I'd point that out.
I've done, you know, tours where I've played House of Blues in various
oh, really?
Cities. I've done Hard Rock. I sang backup for Demi Lovato on, you know, the American Music Awards and The Voice. I've done The Voice. I've done, you know, multiple other things such as touring. I've been pretty much
now, when you go on,
everywhere.
When you go on tour,
yeah.
do you take the family with you, or are you allowed to? Or
it depends. It depends on the tour, and it depends, you know, how many other people are on said tour. You know, if it's just like me and a couple other acts on the tour, then, you know, me and my family will go because they like to support me and they're there to help and everything. But if it's, you know, say another tour that has so many artists on it, then normally they'll get like a bus and I'll just go on there on my own merry way by myself. Yeah. So it really depends on the tour.
Are you involved with the SOS program that's coming up, the SOS tour that's
right
coming,
that's yeah 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 okay. I'm actually a ambassador for SOS.
Are you really?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
We'll talk a little bit about that on the next segment or so here.
Awesome.
And so the band that you're working with, is this your normal band that you travel with, or that is going to be at the Elsinore?
No, I've actually never done a show before this one with them, but they are well versed in Tejano and all things associated with that.
I know them, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll give you some tips.
Awesome, yeah.
They won't let me sing. They've heard me and they won't say, no, you're not going to sing.
Yeah, I wanted to get people that, you know, knew exactly what they were doing and knew exactly the sound that we wanted to encapsulate as closely as we could to, you know, Selena's original band and everything, so...
Now, how often do you rehearse?
All the time.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time, all the time.
When you're in the car driving with the family, do you just start belting out songs?
Yeah, we have to put it on the
Why
radio.
Why is your mother sitting over there shaking her head yes? Your mother is sitting there going, yes, she does. I wish you'd just shut up once in a while.
Hey, got to get that practice in somehow. You know, we're on the road a lot. Got to get it in.
Yeah. And I see your little brother's here, too.
Yes, he is.
He travels with you also. And
yep.
Has fun doing it?
I don't know about fun, but he's there.
Hey, he gets out of school. You know, what do you expect?
He's homeschooled, so,
there you
know.
Go. So there's no escape for him.
Yeah, there's no escape.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break here. Are you going to sing for us today?
No. I don't know. You shook your head at me. I don't know if you wanted me to.
Did you want to have a little bit more time to think about that answer, or do you just want to jump right into that? I mean, I can give you some more time if you need some.
I want to do whatever you want me
uh-huh,
to do.
Yeah. Good. Go out and wash my car then. That's what I need it done right now.
It rains here so much, so yeah. I don't know if that'll do any good.
You're not used to this rain, are you?
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. So, I mean, I like it. It's a lot.
So when you got off the plane here, you got out and you look outside and it's mm-hmm. like, where's all of our heat?
I just wondered where the sun was for a really long time.
We left it at the border.
Okay.
It's at the Texas border.
Right. It's there.
That's where it's at.
It's there and alive and thriving.
Is it? What's the temperature down there right now? Is it getting warm?
Oh, yeah. It actually might be a little bit on the cool side.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be like,
what do you 40. Consider cool?
50.
Get out of here.
Cold.
Okay, now you're starting to bug me. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. And today we are talking with, do I call you Selena? Or or what name do we want to call you?
I will answer to anything, but...
Hey, you?
Hey, you.
How
girl.
Savannah Ray.
Savannah Ray, yeah. Okay. That's good.
Is Savannah your real name?
Yeah, Savannah is my real name, yeah. And Ray is my middle name. So.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And you're going to be performing at the Elsinore Theater on February the 15th. You're going to be doing a special tribute to Selena, and it's going to be a fun show. I can't wait to see it. Have you ever... Well, you've done tributes to Selena before, but have you ever sung in Spanish? Do you actually sing in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. I sing all of her songs, all of it in Spanish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I sing her English ones too. Everything in Spanish. Yep. Yeah.
Can you give me a sample?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear a sample.
From what song? What would you like to hear?
Oh, come on! whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Okay, let's see. Como la flor con tanto amor me diste tú se marichito. There it
good
is.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, I could probably do that if I tried.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. It's not hard.
You think? Was it hard for you to learn Spanish, the song Spanish, or is it just learning another song and that's just the way that the words are?
Yes and no. Yes, it's difficult because I am kind of comfortable with Spanish, but also, you know, kind of not. But I've always been around Spanish my entire life. Like, my dad is Spanish speaking, and the rest of his side of family obviously speaks Spanish. And I've obviously been learning here and there as I go along. No, I would say, because it is just another song, you know? And I was in choir for a really long time, and they had me sing, you know, in French, and they had me sing in German, and they had me sing in Latin. And so it's just, you know, another song. You kind of memorize melodies instead of words, you know, so not too difficult.
So how many songs do you know? If you had to sit there and write a list of how many songs that you know, Savannah, how many do you know?
English, Spanish, all of the above?
All of the above.
I know way too many songs. Probably a lot more songs that I should know for somebody my age.
Really? Why is that?
I grew up listening to literally everything. My parents, my mom and my dad, they kind of instilled in me a love for music of all genres, of all languages, of all, you know, whatever it may be, just loving music. And they've been playing music for me literally ever since I could, you know, listen. My first song I ever listened to was, or ever loved, I would say, was Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. So,
wow.
Yeah, wow. And that's like, it's just grown from there, from, you know, heavy metal to 15th century lute music. I listen to everything.
Let's embarrass your parents now. What kind of music do they listen to?
My mom's favorite band right now is, well, it has been for a while, is Deftones. And then Motley Crue, Def Leppard. What else do you like? I don't know. She's a metalhead. So she's her. And then my dad's she's just her. And then my dad's, you know,
Wait. You just said you met my mother. She's just her.
She's just her.
Your biggest fan?
In secret, in silence, in the background.
Is she a stage mom?
Oh, my gosh,
because
no.
She's sitting right here, and you can tell she's giving me the evil eye.
Oh,
like,
no.
If I ask the wrong question, I'm afraid she's going to start throwing
stuff
at me.
She gets secondhand embarrassment is what she calls it. Whenever.
So anyways, secondhand embarrassment? Explain that.
She is.
You people are weird from Texas. You know that?
She gets embarrassed for me. I don't even know if it's what it is, because she doesn't like when I, like, she likes it. She likes watching me, but she's always like, don't screw up, don't trip, don't fall, you know, when I'm performing on stage, like, oh, I hope she gets this word right. Like, and whenever I'm doing something such as a radio interview, she's like, oh God, I hope she doesn't say anything weird.
I hope she doesn't talk about the family and stuff, and you know.
No, she is the anti-stage mom is actually what we call her, because she is the opposite of other thing of like all the other stage moms.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny because I'll have a show and then I'm like, hey, mom, are you going to come to this show? She's like, maybe.
Ooh, she's one of the. See, my wife is like that. I do my stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. and when I get off the stage, I can have a feeling that, man, they were laughing tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll walk off there, and I'll say to Patty, go, man, I had them going, didn't I? She goes, yeah, you're right. Oh, wow. Wow. Or it could be the opposite, where I don't feel that they were laughing. I go, man, they were just sitting on their hands. And she goes, no, they were laughing. They were working.
Mm-hmm.
So does she give you encouragement when you walk out there and go, Ma, how was I?
Oh, she will tell me exactly how it went. She is brutal, 100% honesty.
Oh, that's good though, isn't it?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so is my dad. They do not, like, you know, beat around the bush or skirt around anything. They will tell me exactly what they think.
Yeah.
If it was a bad show, they'd be like, eh.
So is your dad, I mean, I saw your dad out there. He's a pretty good sized guy. Is he pretty protective of you?
Kind of. He's another one that's kind of like a little hands off, like he does, you know, helping me.
What the hell's wrong with your parents? You know, what's wrong with them?
That's what I ask myself every day.
Oh,
no, they're fine. She just kicked me. they're good. They support me so much. So I'm very lucky to have them. I would not be where I am today if it was for them. I mean, they're out here with me right now. So they've been on this journey with me. So
That's good. She doesn't know it yet, but on the next segment, we're going to pull your mother up to one of these microphones and chat with her.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We'll fix her.
She would love that, yeah.
No, she wouldn't. She's shaking her head no.
Yeah, she told me if I ever call her out on stage, that she's just going to run away. Like
we did a show in Las Vegas. I was opening for Louis Anderson, the comedian down there in Vegas, and we pulled my wife up on stage by accident one day,
mm-hmm.
and the crowd responded to her, and Louis Anderson told me, goes, bring her up tomorrow night, too. When we got there the next night, they had a dressing room for her. And I'm going, excuse me, I dress in the closet, the janitor's closet, and she's got her own dressing room. And so
she's
every
a star.
Time, apparently, made her walk home from Vegas, crying out loud. We've got about 2 minutes left to go. Tell me a little bit more about this particular show coming up, and then we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to chat with your mom for a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about this show at the Elsinore.
This show is basically, we're going to have MJ, Michael Jackson, you know, doing his amazing performance. He's absolutely incredible. So we're going to have him do his thing, you know, and then we're going to have Bono, and he's absolutely incredible as well.
I've never seen this particular Bono before, the person that's doing Bono, so I'm not sure. From what they tell me, he's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's going to be a fun show, the three of you out there.
Yeah.
There are still some tickets available at the Elsinore Theater box office, and of course, have you been into the Elsinore yet to see it?
I have not yet. I've seen pictures online.
It's beautiful.
I can tell it's
really
pretty.
You get inside there, it's just beautiful, and the acoustics in there is incredible.
Good.
You're gonna have a good show.
Yeah.
So is that manager of yours gonna be there, Paula?
Oh yeah, she'll be there.
I may have a headache schedule that night. Well, listen, we need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. We are back in just a minute. More with our guest today, Selena, tribute artist Savannah Ray. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with Savannah Ray, and we are joined now by her mother, Vanessa Garza. Is it Garza?
Garza. Yeah.
Hi, Vanessa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Are you pretty proud of this little girl here?
Absolutely. Amazingly proud.
How did you know she was going to be a great singer?
I didn't. It, like she said, it just kind of snowballed when she was younger. She joined this... like she said, Rockstar Academy, which I don't know if you'll know who I'm talking about, but back in the 80s, there was a guy named Michael Morales who was kind of like a one-hit wonder. What was the name of the song?
What was the song?
You'll know it, I bet.
Why, because I'm old?
No,
is
just
that
because,
what you're saying?
No, I'm just like,
this interview's over.
80s.
Get the hell out of here.
It's the 80s, you know?
All right,
we know
all right,
that.
All right.
So anyway, it's actually his business, his studio. I don't know what to call it. He's kind of popular in the San Antonio scene. And so he took her on and she started doing gigs and stuff like that. And we also, as a family, have always gone to concerts and shows like that since she was little. Because that's just what we enjoy doing. We're just kind of like, we're not musical in the fact that we don't sing. Well, my husband plays an instrument. I don't. Yeah. But so she got into it like that, and it just kind of, we took her to one concert in particular, and she got up on stage with the lead singer, and he chatted with her, and it was crazy, and there was like 2,000 people there, and from then on, she was like, this is what I want to do, and that's when we knew.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So when you see her up on stage, you're going to see her up at the Yale Center here on the 15th of February. When you see her on stage, are you thinking, that's my little girl up there? Or are you thinking, boy, I hope she gets these words right and doesn't script the song? Or what's going through your mind when you're watching her on stage?
I am thinking both of those things.
Yeah.
Like she said,
once a mother, always a mother, right?
Yeah. I get this weird secondhand embarrassment why I have trouble watching her for some reason.
Do you really?
I really do. I don't know. I guess I feel like, God, don't screw this up. I know that sounds terrible, but that's what I'm thinking. And on the other hand, I'm like, that's my little girl, because if she screws it up, she's going to get hate, and it's going to be, you know, I feel like the protectiveness side of it comes out.
Sure.
So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Well, you also don't like, you know, public speaking or being on camera.
I don't like the limelight. So,
you hate being on the radio. So right now you're just
radio doesn't bother
me, aren't you?
Video bothers me, not audio.
Yeah. So for everyone to be looking at me, you know, she feels like I'm kind of an extension of her. So she gets that second.
Like being the center of attention.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Savannah, about knowing that your mom and dad are sitting there in the front row watching you? Or do you not put them in the front row?
It used to freak me out, I think, because I always wanted to, you know, impress them. But I was like, oh, my worst critics, my parents, you know, because they'll tell me, you know, exactly how the show went. And but it's comforting now to know that I have, you know, my support system right there. Within, you know, like arm's reach, within, you know, sight. So it's comforting for sure, because there's thousands of people that I don't know out in the audience, but at least there's those like three that I do.
Do you ever acknowledge your mom and dad when you're on stage saying, hey, my mom and dad are right here? And
Sometimes.
You look to us.
Sometimes.
How is it going?
Yeah, I look to them, because they'll also like tell me like
sound
hand
voice.
Signals.
Hand signals, like sing, you know, more like outwardly, you know. So
see, that's
they
that's
get the
funny
sound.
Because when I do my stand up, my wife, who's usually right somewhere close to the front where I can make eye contact with her, will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She'll give me hand signals like, that wasn't funny, get off stage, you know. So she's always right there, and I think it's good to have somebody like that.
Yeah,
right.
Especially when you're bombing, you know it's time to wrap up, get off stage. Have you ever bombed on stage?
Oh, yeah.
You ever done a show where just like you walked out going, boy, that just didn't go well?
Yeah. Multiple. Big ones before.
How do you get past that? Get back up there, climb back up on that horse?
Yeah. You have to. Like, I know you kind of have this, after you bomb a show or whatnot, you kind of get into a little bit of a rut, because you just kind of feel, oh, man, that was terrible. And it's hard to get back up on that horse, but you have to force yourself.
Sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, how do you deal with her when she walks off the stage going, Mom, that show sucked tonight? What am I doing wrong? What's going on? And she's looking at you for all the answers.
We usually know, both of us together, that did not go well. And to be honest, there's really not a lot of talking when she comes off. We're silent for about a solid 15 minutes.
Oh.
Until
you're one of those types.
She gets really angry, and
I get mad.
I don't know what to say. Because she knows that I know that it didn't go well. And
yeah, we have like a little telepathy thing going on, so we're like, there's not much to say. I mean, what are you going to say?
We talk about it later, but off the bat, we don't say anything.
There's not a whole lot to say, you know, when
we both
know.
What about the other direction, when you have a show that you just cooked on, which are probably like most of them, and you walk off the stage and you know, man, I was hot tonight. The crowd is going crazy, and it was just a great show.
That also actually, sometimes there's not a whole lot said after that, too.
No, because not that's like, not true. Maybe
it
from
depends.
Your dad.
It depends. From my dad. Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
My dad doesn't say anything ever about anything. So from my dad, it's, he'll just be like, he'll tell her if I did good. Like, oh, she killed it. But he won't tell me.
Why do you think that is?
Tough love.
Oh, you both said that.
Tough love.
Now, my wife will tell me, and it's not tough love there. I think it's just downright hatred. You know, she just sit there and tell me, you sucked on that guy. Wow.
Yeah, she'll tell me, though, if I like did a good job. She'll be like, that was so good.
Do you have an ego?
No.
No? You don't have an ego?
No.
Do you think you're good?
Do I think I'm good? Sometimes. Yeah.
Most of the time?
Most of the time. Depends. No, depends on the day.
No. I mean, you've got you're young, you're beautiful, you've got a great voice. You get up on the stage there, mm-hmm. and people are just sitting there looking at you, thinking, "Man, this girl's got it together." Mm-hmm. Do you think you've got it together?
In what sense?
I just asked the questions here. You know what?
We're trying to get deep in here. No.
No, I mean, do you think that you have it together as far as you've got the look, the mm-hmm. sound, where you want to be with your career right now? Are you happy with where you're going?
I'm happy with where I'm going. I'm not happy with where I'm at, but I'm happy with where I'm going.
Why aren't you happy with where you're at?
Well, because, you know...
You're on a radio station in Salem, Oregon here with, you know, a guy that's been in radio for 45 years. Mm-hmm. What more do you want?
That's all I could ask for.
She's good. She's good at lying.
Yeah, she is.
No, I mean, I just, you know, you want to constantly do better than you were doing before.
Sure.
And let's say I did, you know, the Texas State Fair. Okay, well, let's play it 5 more times, you know, kind of thing. So you just want to constantly improve and perfect your craft and continue doing things that make you happy and, you know, make you be where you want to be. So yeah.
What intimidates you?
What intimidates me? Let's see, Mom, would you help me answer this question? I don't think that there is a whole lot that intimidates me just because
let's dig into this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were backup for...
Demi Lovato.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato.
Were you nervous doing that? Was it one show or did you do multiple shows?
Okay. Multiple, yeah.
The very first show, go back to that first show, all of a sudden you're on stage with her
mm-hmm.
and, you know, were you intimidated?
I was not necessarily intimidated by her per se because I don't really get starstruck unless it's, you know, my absolute favorite artist ever. And even then, I don't really know who that is. But, you know, I don't really get starstruck. But I did get intimidated with the fact that I think it was the first one was the American Music Awards. And I think I knew in the back of my mind that there was 10 million people watching with, you know, 5,000 people in the audience. I think that was really intimidating because I didn't want to, you know, mess up anything as far as like my part, you know, to make Demi look bad or to reflect badly upon her. So I was like, okay, I gotta, you know, nail this and put however many people are watching in the back of my mind. I think that was pretty intimidating too. And, you know, it's like a room full of stars and people that I look up to as artists and people. So it was that was a little bit intimidating for sure. But after that, I think it was really fun after that. After the first initial, you know.
Right. How about Mom? Were you nervous when she was up there, knowing that everybody in the country was staring at her?
She was watching me from Texas.
I was watching from a different state.
Yeah.
It was such, I mean, those award shows are such huge productions. There's so many moving parts.
Right.
It was more of an excitement thing, I think, than mm-hmm. you didn't even have time to be scared or nervous or anything. It was just so many people. It was exciting.
It was exciting.
Well,
but you were nervous.
Yeah, just because I had a lot of time to think about it. I had a lot of downtime. They took so long in between, you know, okay, rehearsal, okay, little bit of a dress rehearsal. Okay, now go get dressed. Now do makeup, whatever. But there was hours and hours between, so we were just sitting there. So I had a lot of time to think about it, which was probably not good.
So you get there pretty early in the morning then?
Oh, yeah. We got there like 7 a.m. And then we stayed until like 9 p.m.
So when did you actually perform? Was it right around 8 o'clock?
It was around, yeah.
So you were there all day long then?
Yeah. It was mostly just sitting there. So we had a lot of time to digest, you know? So I was all thinking about it and I was like, this
is
not
good. That's the worst part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just want to do it, you know? I just want to get up there and do it, but I had to wait, so.
And then after the show was done, did you walk off going, man, that was a blast?
It was absolutely a blast. Mm-hmm.
And I got to go on stage and do it again, right?
Yeah, I got to meet a whole bunch of people, like celebrities and all that too, so it was
Who were you impressed with? Who'd you meet?
I met Jamie Foxx. I met this Korean.
You were probably taller than him, weren't you?
Actually, no. I'm not taller than anyone. I am the shortest person there at all times.
So you met Jamie Foxx. Who else did you meet?
I met this really popular Korean boy band called BTS. They're like taking the world by storm. So they're hugely popular. I met, of course, Demi. So, yeah, I met a bunch of different people that if you told me, like, showed me a list of who was there, I'd be like, oh, yeah, them and them and them and them. Yeah, no, it's really cool. And it's really cool to see, you know, the behind the scenes and everything that goes on. And like she said, there's so many moving parts that it's just here, 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 look at here, go here, you know, it's pretty crazy. And I really applaud the crew for keeping it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are down to, you know, the second.
Where is it held at?
L.A. at the Microsoft Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool place.
Who plays an important part in your career right now? Who do you think?
My parents and my manager. They're definitely the people that, you know, stand by me the most.
Yeah.
And apart from, you know, supporting my manager, my dad, who also co-manages me, they get me to play places and they get me to be on the radio, you know, and they get me so many opportunities within the industry that I'm in. And it's, they're pretty much invaluable to me. So, yeah, everything that they do is just, they go all in for me. So,
can you challenge them on some of the gigs they get you? Like, why are you putting me there?
No, not really. They will only put me on, you know, things that they deem as worthy, and they have a pretty, you know, high standard.
Because I will tell you this right now, your manager has given me some gigs that are like, what are you doing to me? Why am I there? Shut up, because you deserve to be there. I'm like, okay. Crazy. We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, because we're just getting warmed up. We'll be back with our final segment in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to our final few minutes of today's show. Our guest has been Savannah Ray. She is going to be doing a tribute to Selena at the Elsinore Theater on February the 15th at 7 p.m. There are still some seats available. As a matter of fact, KSLM will be co-promoting this. And when you're not doing this, you're out on this SOS tour. What is the SOS tour all about? It hasn't started yet, has it?
No, not yet.
Okay. So what is this all about?
So the SOS tour / foundation is basically me and a bunch of different artists. I'm actually an ambassador for them. One of three. Who really, you know, is the spokesperson for the SOS tour.
Okay.
But me and a bunch of different artists are going to be going out to schools and different, you know, like the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and those kind of different organizations that really cater to a young demographic. We want to kind of promote the message of anti-bullying, because we know that a lot of bullying is going on, you know, in the schools and everything. And we want to help to put an end to bullying, and people who are, you know, maybe going through mental health issues, or they're going through some domestic violence issues maybe with the family, that it's a very, very close thing to my heart, because I was bullied a lot in school. And so I feel like,
why were
I
you
have,
bullied? Do you know why?
Does anyone really know why? But I mean, a lot of mine had to do with doing music and wanting to be a singer, because like I said, I started doing this when I was 12. And so that's around sixth grade.
Jealousy a big part of it?
Maybe, possibly, you know. Do we ever really know? I don't know. It got really, really bad for me there for a while, and we even had to like move because of it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, our brand new house that we built, which she won't let me forget about, but our brand new house that we built, I just was getting bullied so bad that, you know, almost had to get the police involved, like the school.
How disaster. If you don't mind me asking, how bad would it get? What were they doing when you say you're being bullied?
Yeah, I would get
it physical, or is it just mental?
All of the above.
Really?
I would get, you know, pushed, shoved into, you know, lockers, like pushed in the hallway. I would get yelled at the hallway. I know a lot of people would, they would create Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts just trying to bully me and post stuff about how ugly I am and how I can't sing and I should kill myself.
Yeah, you're one of the more ugly people I've ever run into.
Yeah, let's see. I had a couple good friends around eighth grade. I was going to have this huge birthday party. I invited everyone in the school, and they decided none of them. All of them. I was alone on my birthday because they decided to just not show up. Just stuff like that would, you know, it completely wrecks you as a sure. person, especially at such a young age, because you are so, you know, this is middle school.
But you know what? They're lost now, isn't it?
Well.
So tell me about the SOS.
So the SOS, we're just trying to bring a message of anti-bullying, trying to help out people who are going through anything, you know, mentally and in their life. Try to help them out, because we know that not a lot of people may have someone to talk to. And I know that if it wasn't for my support system, you know, my family and everything, for being me and them being so close, I don't know if I would be sitting here today. I know a lot of kids out there that just have no one to talk to and no one to give advice to. Like, the suicide rate is just, you know, going up dramatically. And I totally understand. I totally get why, because there's not a whole lot of, at least, anti-bullying programs in the schools. A lot of schools just don't care and don't really do anything about it. That's kind of the mission of SOS, to help, you know, bring those rates down and let people know, at least let the kids know, that there are people there that care, and there are people there that want to listen and want to help them try to make their lives a little bit easier, because I know that is like such like fundamental years of your life, you know, middle school and stuff. That's when everyone kind of decides who they are and who they want to be. And I think that SOS is just such an important organization to be able to help these kids.
So this SOS tour that you're going to do, you and several other performers,
right.
you're going to go into the high schools and do a show, and then you're going to chat with the people. You're going to talk with whoever wants to talk, and they're going to sit there and say, you know what, Savannah, now this is what's going on in my life, and you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to them.
We're going to do, you know, our whole singing thing, because that's what we do at the end of the day. We are singers and we are performers and stuff, and I think that our show will bring, you know, an element of entertainment and positivity and stuff to their lives and really help them out, even if it's just for the day, and
right.
give a little stories about what we've been through as artists, because I know a lot of people may look up to us as artists and may not realize that we've been through a lot of the same stuff that they may be going through, and to show them that they can relate to us and we can relate to them. So yeah, we talk to them, listen to what they have to say. Even afterwards, we'll get, you know, DMs or whatever on Instagram or Facebook, just asking for a little bit of help, a little bit of advice. And so we're always, you know, on there ready to talk to them.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That is incredible there.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Up and away. all over the place. You know, I just announced the San Antonio Sock Show and Rodeo, which is a huge thing, because I've been going to the San Antonio Sock Show and Rodeo since I could breathe. So it's basically in my blood going there. So I'm going to be able to play that this year, which is really exciting. South by Southwest, which is a huge festival in Austin. I'm going to be playing a couple times there. Let's see what else we got.
We drove through Austin. Beautiful.
Yeah.
City. That's beautiful there.
Yeah. Austin's really cool. Yeah. The whole Texas Hill Country region is where we, you know, live, yeah. whatever. Great. It's such a pretty area. And I don't think I fully appreciated it until moving away
right.
so many times. But now I'm like, can I go back? It's great. But what else we got going on? We got the Selena show, of course. And then we have a lot of festivals and a lot of different events and stuff that are going to be huge that we have not announced yet. So you got to stay tuned for that.
Where would you like to perform? If you could, you know, if your manager came to you and says, where do you want me to put you? I'll get you there. Where would it be?
My dream venue would be Red Rocks in...
Have you been there?
No. I want to go there so bad.
Spectacular.
I know. I want to...
Spectacular. I lived in Denver, like I say, 7 years.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of bands perform there. Saw the Beach Boys perform there one time. That was kind of fun because the acoustics there is incredible.
Yeah.
But the best one I think ever was there was Bette Midler.
Okay.
She did a show there, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an incredible place to go. And the view on a clear night is you're up looking over at Denver, and it's just spectacular.
Yeah. That's the one place that my dad said, I will say that you've made it when you've played Red Rocks. And so that's always been just the coolest venue, I think.
I wanted to go to the Greek Theater in LA and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went down to the Greek Theater, and my wife and I snuck in, and I snuck up on the stage, nobody in the building. And she goes, okay, do a couple of jokes. So I did a couple of my jokes. She goes, now you performed at the Greek Theater. And I go, yeah, I guess I did, didn't I?
I love that.
That's how you do it.
Right.
We've got just about 2 minutes left to go. Do you have a website?
I do have a website.
What might that be?
It's savvygmusic.com.
Savvy G Music. What is that? Savvy for Savannah.
Savannah.
Savannah. What do I call Savannah? That's a light bulb. Savannah. Savannah. And what's the G for?
Garza, my last name.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a nickname that everyone used to call me back in, you know,
so that's your
whatever.
Your website?
Yeah, Savvy G Music. music. And then my Instagram, Twitter is The Savannah Ray. And okay. then Facebook is just Savannah Ray.
Now, do you answer all your email that you get in there?
Yeah, I mean, I try to. There's
certainly a lot. What does that mean? You don't answer it? You probably make your mother answer. You're sitting in the car doing nothing. My answer this stuff.
Oh,
you?
No. She wouldn't do that. Yeah. No, I definitely answer pretty much every single DM that I get, unless it's weird.
What's DM?
Like direct message.
Well, why don't you just say direct message? Don't be throwing this stuff at me, man. My son starts telling me all these different initials and stuff, and I have no idea what he's talking about. I go, yeah, okay, son, now go clean your room. Well, the big show is coming up at the Elsinore Theater on February the 15th at 7 p.m. There are still some seats available. It's going to be a great show. You're starring as Selena. Is the whole show going to be about Selena, your portion of it? Or are you going to do any of your own stuff? Or
I think I'm doing one of my songs at the very end, just to be okay. like, hi, this is me.
Right.
So,
and then, of course, after the show, you'll go out and hang out in the lobby there for your meet and greets and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you a lot of meet and greets after your shows?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, all the time.
Now, let me ask Mom, you've got a beautiful daughter here. At these meet and greets, when the guys are hitting on her, are you sitting there with your husband going, knock it off, knock
they,
it off?
They typically, you've seen my husband.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Because of that, she typically doesn't get approached a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's standing there and people
with
are...
With a mean look on his face.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, you got to have the mean look. That's important.
And, you know, we've been told a million times, we don't see it because he's just dad to us, but we've been told a million times that he's very intimidating.
Good.
So because of that, and because he's always like pretty much stuck to her, she doesn't have to deal. She hasn't had to really deal with yeah. much. There's been a couple of weird times at a couple
sure.
of high schools, but that's just because yeah. they're kids and they rush. But
right.
for the most part, it's been good.
Well, we are looking forward to the show. And would you do us a favor, next time you're in town, would you come back and visit us again?
Please.
Have you on board.
If you'll have me.
Oh, you betcha.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Bye, everybody.